Welcome back into Upon Further Review, and going to the NFL scene today, going to talk all things Indianapolis Colts with Destin Adams, Colts beat writer for A to Z Sports. They have been one of the feel-good stories of the first part of the 2025 NFL season. They are 5-1. They've got a big AFC matchup with the Chargers this week. Destin, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. We appreciate you taking time to chat with us. I talked with you in the summer leading up to the season. And just like we both predicted, the Daniel Jones-led Colts are 5-1 in mid-October.
Yeah, you'll have to take our word for it. Don't go back and listen to it or anything. But this is exactly what we all predicted. We predicted Daniel Jones to be the next revival story in the NFL. I think we probably both predicted him to be the week one starter. But yeah, this Colts offense is off to quite the start this year, and they're definitely proving a lot of people wrong, myself included.
Yeah, I think he might have already been named the starter by the time we talked, but if I remember correctly, nobody expected them to be 5-1, and they beat the Dolphins in week one, and the Dolphins looked like a mess. And you're like, all right, the Dolphins are really bad. They beat the Broncos in week two in a nail biter. The Broncos kind of did some dumb stuff down the stretch that made that happen. And you're like, all right, they're 2-0. They've gone 3-1 since then. The one loss, a touchdown loss to the Rams. Obviously, the play of Daniel Jones has been big, and we're going to dive into that. But aside from that, what has been like the one or two most impressive things about the Colts in this 5-1 start?
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to start with that week two matchup with the Broncos. Obviously, crazy ending. Things go in the Colts' favor, flip a result. But the fact that, that game, the Colts are able to go up, put 29 points up against the defense that I believe to be the best defense in the NFL, pound for pound, looking at the rosters that they have. I feel like that game really, told me the most about who this Colts offense is. And they've continued to show it. I mean, Daniel Jones has been great, like you said, but Jonathan Taylor has looked like a guy that could be the offensive player of the year this year. The offensive line's playing out of their minds. And then Tyler Warren, obviously, has been just sensational as a rookie. This Colts offense as a whole, to me, has just been so impressive. And I feel like they've just shown that it's sustainable. They've shown that they can be one of the best offenses in the NFL. And the fact that they're doing it without just the flashy names that I feel like you usually see in terms of the top offenses in the NFL, it's pretty outstanding to watch.
Yeah, when they were 3-0, I still wasn't really a believer because, like I said, the Dolphins and Titans have not looked good. And the Broncos, that was a one-point game where, like I said, the Broncos did some really stupid things down the stretch. But since then, they blew out the Raiders. They beat the Cardinals and thrilling fashion. Now they're 5-1. Their division does not look great outside of maybe the Jaguars. Let's dive into the Daniel Jones topic now. He gets named the starter, beats out Anthony Richardson for the starting spot in the preseason. We've seen over the years where maybe Indianapolis has been where quarterback retreads go to die, for lack of a better word. Phillip Rivers played his last year there. Carson Wentz was there. Matt Ryan. But it's worked out for him. What has kind of been, what stood out to you about Daniel Jones in this 5-1 start? Because nobody saw him playing at an MVP level.
Yeah, so when the Colts make this announcement, they say that they believe he gives the team the best chance to win. They believe he can operate Shane Steichen's offense at a really high level. And when you go out there and make those statements and you sit the number 4 overall pick, you need to see it work out on the field, or it was going to be pretty costly for a few people's jobs. I feel like they're able to laugh at a lot of people that were doubting them, in a sense, because I feel like that's exactly what's happened. I think Daniel Jones has come in. He's limited the amount of mistakes that I feel like this Colts offense was kind of plagued with a bit with Anthony Richardson under center over the last couple of seasons. And then we also see that he's just been able to operate Shane Steichen's offense at a level that we haven't seen since Steichen's been in Indianapolis. He has been able to take what the defense gives him. He's been able to hit the right open man. And I think the most impressive aspect of what I've seen from Daniel Jones that I feel like we didn't see in New York is that when he has made mistakes, and he has 3 interceptions on the year, when he has made mistakes, I feel like we've seen him bounce back in a big way. Had an ugly interception this past week against the Cardinals. And in the past in New York, I feel like you'd see him make that kind of mistake, and you would see him just kind of start to pile up other mistakes and really just fold up under pressure. I don't feel like that's been what the story of Daniel Jones has been in Indianapolis. This last week, against Arizona. He throws that pick, and I feel like he goes on to have an incredible second half of that game, and the fourth quarter was dang near perfect. And I feel like that is a characteristic that almost every great quarterback in the NFL always has. So seeing Daniel Jones develop that into this second stage of his career, it's pretty great to see.
And we've seen, this is not the first time that a quarterback has had a change of scenery after struggling and, gone to the new change of scenery and had a ton of success. Of course, Baker Mayfield is doing it right now. Sam Darnold did it in Minnesota last year and is doing it in Seattle. There's a few other guys I could probably mention as well, but can't think of them off the top of my head. How much of this, though, Destin, is maybe kind of vindication for Shane Steichen and his abilities? Because when he got hired a few years ago, I had felt like he was maybe kind of the mastermind, the brain behind that Eagles offense. And I was like, man, that's a really good hire. They put him with Anthony Richardson, let him develop. That could create big things. Obviously, that hasn't panned out, but now Daniel Jones has came in and had this success. And Shane Steichen right now, I don't know if he's the favorite, but he's definitely got to be a Coach of the Year candidate.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I mean, I don't have the odds in front of me by any means, but I can't imagine he's lower than top three on that list in terms of Coach of the Year. And I feel like it's been a really interesting roller coaster ride for Steichen in Indianapolis. I mean, that first year, they draft Richardson. He goes down early. He has to play the entire season with Gardner Minshew at quarterback nearly the entire season. And they're essentially one play away from the playoffs. They have a fourth down just outside the goal line, fourth and short. Minshew drops back, leaves the ball a little bit short for the running back to an open man, and they end up losing a one-score game to the Texans, lose the AFC South crown, and don't make the playoffs. So you come off a really high of thinking, man, if he did that with Minshew, just imagine what he does when Richardson gets back. Last season didn't go to plan. I think there was a lot of things on that roster that just were not firing on the right mark. And you head into 2025, it feels like a make-or-break year for so many different people on this roster, Steichen included. And they make quite the gut shot going with a retread in terms of Daniel Jones and trying to hope that they can revive his career. And through 6 weeks, I feel like this has gone better than I think anyone could have imagined, even Steichen himself.
Now looking to this week, big game with the Chargers, and just like everybody expected, the Colts, Steelers, Chargers, and Patriots are leading their divisions right now. Colts are the only 5-1 team. The Steelers are 4-1. The Chargers are 4-2. The Chargers have also been really, really impressive. Justin Herbert's playing at an MVP level. I mean, early thoughts on this matchup, and I mean, this is one of the best games of the week.
Yeah, I mean, it's feeling like the 2010s or earlier again with the Colts, Steelers, Chargers, and Patriots leading their divisions. The quarterbacks are a little bit different than those that time, obviously, but it's really interesting to see. I mean, the Colts are getting the chance to go back to the exact building that they had their first loss of the year in, going back to SoFi in L.A. It'll be interesting to kind of see if they can get rid of the demons that they kind of feel like they beat themselves in that building against a really good Rams team early in the year. This Chargers team, like you said, Justin Herbert, MVP candidate. This secondary really struggled against Jacoby Brissett this past week due to injuries that the Colts are suffering. So it'll be interesting to see what they can throw at Herbert. Injuries have been the big story with the Chargers, and the Colts are going to have to look at that on the scouting report. They're down to their third-string left tackle. They're down multiple pieces in the running game. They're down multiple pieces in terms of in the receiving room. And they're just going to have to figure out what the best way to make life hard on Justin Herbert is. Because I feel like the Colts would love to get a win in SoFi and not go 0-2 in that building this year.
Well, it's also a Chargers team that has been a little injury-ridden, which I feel like is always the case for the Chargers. Joe Alt, their star offensive lineman, has missed some time. He's questionable. Amarian Hampton, the rookie running back who was playing at a really high level, he's on IR. Quentin Johnston's been out. What does a Colts path to victory look like on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have shown that they can score with anybody and they can win shootouts. But I think that the key to victory is getting this defense on the right page. I mean, getting healthy would be big. Obviously, Kenny Moore is going to be questionable for this game. Charvarius Ward suffered concussion ahead of week 6 matchup. You would love to find a way for him to clear protocol in time, even though it seems a little unlikely. But making life hard on Herbert, making life hard on the Chargers offense, and getting stops to where the Colts don't necessarily have to score 30 points to win a game would be great. And I think that that's the big one, is just trying to give your offense a little bit of breather in terms of from the defense, to where you are not required to score so many points to win a game. The fact that they had to score over 30 to beat this Cardinals team this past week, that's not ideal in the NFL, and you don't want to have to see that, even if this offense is playing at a really high level. So you want the defense to come in and hold this Chargers team. I would love to say the magic number is hold them under 24 points, and kind of see if you can get to that point.
So they've got four games before their bye. They go at L.A., Tennessee, who just fired their coach, at Pittsburgh, which will be a big game, an Atlanta team that's coming off a nice win. They'll actually play that game in Germany. Then they get a bye. Then they come to Kansas City after that bye. 5-1 right now. What does your gut tell you their record will be going into Kansas City? If I had to guess, it's going to be 6-3 or 7-2.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one, trying to predict records and stuff, especially in the middle of the year. I think I'm going to say 7-2. I think this team is going to be able to have a solid record up to the bye. Coming out of the bye, like you said, like that's going to be where the tough part of the schedule is going to be. So getting wins right now where you can are going to be very important, and I think the Colts know this. And I mean, they have four divisional games after their bye. The fact that four of their six divisional games are going to be in that last little run of the season is kind of crazy by the NFL schedule makers there. But I think the Colts know, and they've circled that end of season mark as a very crucial part of the schedule. So making sure that they get the job done ahead of the bye is going to be big. Ahead of the season, I had this Chargers game as a loss. I feel better about it now, seeing what this offense looks like. But I think this will be a big one for sure.
Looking forward to it. Destin Adams, Colts beat writer, A to Z Sports. Destin, appreciate the time today, and take care.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.